Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. In treatment, you didn't think you'd be there very long. Is that right?
Yeah, somebody had told me that it was a 30-day program, and so I was like, fine, I can do 30 days. How much weight can they really put on me in 30 days? And then once I got there and we started actually digging into the actual issues and looking at some of the things that were going on, you know, from a more therapeutic standpoint, not just a nutritional standpoint, then it was like, yeah, you need to stay. Mm-hmm. And ended up being at the first program, which was an inpatient program for 7 months, and then transitioned to a transitional living program afterward, where I lived in like a cul-de-sac with houses and other women for another 4 months. So it was the better part of a year.
So what were the issues as they started to set that plow deeper and kind of dig beneath the surface? What were the issues at heart for you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, some of it was, you know, the more surfacey type things, like we mentioned, the perfectionism and just the completely unrealistic expectations of myself. But then underlying all of that, and these are things that I continue to explore today, because I feel like, you know, God is so tenacious in his pursuit of us that he will continue to show us more about ourselves, if that means drawing us closer to him and making us more aware of our need for him. So I'm still exploring some of the really deep stuff, like the self-hatred and where it came from and why. Why do I hate, you know, why is it so easy for me to fall into a trap of hating myself? And why do I feel that that's okay? You know, why is it acceptable? If I've been bought with the blood of Christ and he sees me as that precious, why do I think it's okay to hate what he's created when I look at myself in the mirror? So there's those types of issues, which are kind of across the board with just about anyone who struggles, as well as early trauma growing up in my house. I had a very violent home. My parents were divorced when I was very young, and prior to their divorce, there was violence in the home. There was just sort of things that I had really minimized. I just thought, well, everybody has tough times when they're a kid. You know, I mean, the police come over and mom has to go away to the hospital, and that just happens. And it wasn't until later that I started talking about that and having other people in groups and having therapists say to me, no, honey, that's not normal, you know. So things that I still, even now, I'm looking back and going, wow, okay, so that made more of an impact on me than I really thought. And the challenge then is to look at those things without holding our family members and the people in our lives without holding blame over their heads, because you need to sort of accept that what was, and we're not going to change that. But then how do we also, in looking at those people with grace and forgiveness, how do we also own what's ours and ask them to own what's theirs? So it's quite an interesting journey, and it's ongoing for me.
So what are some, or are there some proactive steps a parent can take at the outset?
I would make it speakable, open up the conversation, give her a chance to say what needs to be said, just in case you are overreacting, just in case you are seeing something that isn't exactly what it is. But hear her out, and then take the daughter or son, because let's face it, this isn't only girls, to the pediatrician or the family doctor, get a full blood workup, just make sure that everything top to bottom is still in order.